Labor frontbencher David Feeney is under some serious pressure. Today we find out that he stays in Canberra in a unit owned by his wife's family trust during parliamentary sitting weeks. And here's the kicker. He still claims a lucrative travel allowance of more than $270 a night, despite the fact that he's staying in a unit owned by his wife. He's not the only person to do that, I should point out. In the first 6 months of last year, it cost taxpayers $9,000 to pay Mr. Feeney that travel allowance while he was staying in a unit owned by his wife. And this comes a day after Mr. Feeney was caught out not declaring a $2.3 million home in Melbourne, which he negatively geared. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says it's unacceptable and disappointing. I've got a feeling that Feeney will get punted. You can sense it. There's the blood in the water now on him. He's now corrected the record about the $2.3 million house, but the fact that he negatively gears the property makes it even worse because Labor's got a policy cracking down on negative gearing. Hypocritical, says the federal government. David Feeney is the Shadow Minister for Justice, Defence and Veterans Affairs. We don't hear from him too much. He was one of those faceless men who helped get Julia Gillard into the Prime Minister's office way back when. And I don't know whether you remember this, but in June last year, I told you that David Feeney had tweeted a map of Sydney where he labelled people from the southwest of Sydney bogans. He labelled people from the west as a danger. People from the northwest, North Shore and Northern Beaches, bigots. And from central Sydney, South Sydney and the eastern suburbs, toffs. The people who live in the inner west were labelled lefties. So this is David Feeney, who is the Shadow Minister for Justice, Defence and Veteran Affairs, who thinks that if you live in Canterbury, Bankstown or anywhere in the southwest, you're a bogan. If you live in the western suburbs, you're a danger. You're a bigot if you're from the north, a toff from the eastern suburbs and a lefty from the inner west. He thought that this was humorous, he said at the time. But he fails to declare a $2.3 million property that he negatively gears. I'd say that's humorous, forgetting about a $2.3 million investment. And he's been claiming a travel allowance while staying at his wife's unit. Now, that's not against the rules, but it's hardly a good look.